CRTV News with Rigobert Maniga. In the headlines, the Minister of State Secretary General of the Presidency of the Republic, Ferdinand Gongo, has recognized the meritorious services and loyalty to the state demonstrated by some members of the staff of the Presidency, civilians and the military for over the years. Kenya's police chief, Japhet Koome, has resigned following weeks of violent protests against proposed tax hikes in which more than 40 people died. Close to 200 karatekas will tomorrow in Yaounde begin competing in the 14th edition of the Africa Zone 4 Karate Championship. Some staff of the Presidency of the Republic, civilians and military, who distinguished themselves over the years through meritorious services and loyalty to the state, have received honorific medals and compensation. The medal award ceremony that took place at the Presidency was presided over by the Minister of State, Secretary General of the Presidency of the Republic, Ferdinand Gongo. Unity Palace correspondent Aminking Edward reports.
There were sporadic sounds of joy and acclamation inside the Presidency of the Republic this Friday, July 12, as the happy recipients filed past to receive the medals of honor awarded by the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, Grand Master of National Orders. This, in compensation of several years of accumulated sacrifice, hard work, and perhaps most importantly, their love for country. Siplisa Tanga is a seasoned diplomat of the State Protocol Service of the Presidency of the Republic who won the heart of the President, Paul Biya.
I'm very grateful to the President of the Republic for giving this honor and granting me this medal. My medal is Grand Officier Lord Lavaleur. As you know, this is not the first time the President of the Republic gives me such an honor because since 24 years, I've been given the opportunity to serve in his civil cabinet. So it's for me a reward of all this long-term service in the administration.
In all, there were 209 happy recipients of medals of different categories and of different services of the Presidency of the Republic, civilians and the military, 143 medals of the National Orders and 66 Labour medals issued within the framework of last May 20 celebrations. General Afuba of the State Protocol Service was also thankful to the President of the Republic.
I received the medals, Knight of the Order of Valor. I'm proud of work accomplished and the fact that it's being recognized. I think it's just such a feeling of satisfaction.
I went to the President of the Republic.
Thank you.
The Minister of State Secretary General of the Presidency of the Republic, Ferdinand Ngongo, presided over the highly significant medal award ceremony in the presence of the Grand Chancellor of National Orders, Philemon Yang, the Minister Director of the Civil Cabinet at the Presidency, Samuel Vondo Ayilo, the Deputy Secretary General of the Presidency, Elung Po Che, amongst others, who took turns to decorate the distinguished men and women on whom the nation counts for its prosperity.
Aminken Edward. The new Israeli ambassador to Cameroon, Amnon Kalma, says he will work towards maintaining solid bilateral ties between Cameroon and his country. He made the statement this Friday in Yaounde after his first official meeting with the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dangote. Both men met an appraisal of bilateral ties between their respective countries during the audience. Our correspondent, Christian Chiatam, has more on that story from the Star Building.
Cameroon and Israel have been bilateral partners since 1960, a diplomatic tie which was interrupted at one point before being re-established in 1986. The arrival of the new Israeli ambassador to Cameroon, who was received by the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dangote, in an audience today, is an indication that the two countries want to remain on the path of mutual assistance. Amon Kalma, new Israeli ambassador to Cameroon.
It was a very nice meeting. I feel that Cameroon gave us the good support to Israel, to our government. The relation between Israel and Cameroon is very good. Israel got the support, the warm support from Cameroon, and I'm sure that we are going to continue in the same way.
Bilateral relations between Cameroon and Israel rotate around the domains of agriculture, rural development, security, and healthcare. The Israeli Agency for International Development and Cooperation, MASHAV, has initiated many projects to share Israeli know-how in agriculture with Cameroon. The Israeli embassy in the country has also carried out several operations to assist victims of Boko Haram attacks, while one of the most advanced academic departments for high-tech studies in West Africa has been opened by an Israeli investor in Polytech Yaoundé. These added to campaigns to tackle cataracts undertaken by the Israeli embassy in Cameroon. On the part of Cameroon, the country remains a trusted ally of Israel on the international scene. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
Earlier on, His Excellency Amnon Kalma was granted an audience by the Minister in charge of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicrafts, Achilles Basiking III. Both men discussed on ways to get Cameroon tap from Israel's agro-industrial sector with a view to promoting young entrepreneurs. Ambassador Amnon Kalma assured the Minister of Israel's willingness to assist Cameroon in its ambitious projects. Listen.
We discussed about some professional issues. We are going to promote the relation between the two countries to have another meeting as soon as possible. And I'm sure that we have a lot of things to do here in Cameroon together with the Cameroon government. We have to think about all these large activities that we have to do here together. This was the first meeting today, and we are going to discuss another issues later on.
We take this press release in her capacity as representative of Mrs. Chantal Biya, spouse of the head of state, founding president of the Circle of Friends of Cameroon, CERAC, Mrs. Bello Buba Aminatu, vice president and CERAC delegate for the North region, will preside over the ceremony for the solemn handing over by CERAC of benches, tables to government high schools of Faro Division, North region. The event will take place tomorrow at 12 noon. This is the substance of a communique signed by the director of the civil cabinet, Samuel Mvondo Ayolo. According to the program, 8:30 a.m. arrival of populations and animation groups, 10:30 a.m. arrival of guests, 11:30 a.m. arrival of administrative authorities, 11:40 a.m. arrival of members of CERAC, 11:50 a.m. arrival of the representative of Mrs. Chantal Biya, First Lady of Cameroon, founding president of CERAC. Welcome, handing over of a bouquet of flowers, installation in the VIP stand, 12 noon, start of the ceremony, singing of the national anthem, interreligious prayer, welcome address by the mayor of Poli Council, word of gratitude of the beneficiaries, speech by the divisional delegate of secondary education for Faro, keynote address by the representative of Mrs. Chantal Biya, First Lady of Cameroon, founding president of CERAC, reading of the list of beneficiaries, symbolic handing over of the donation, group photograph, and by 1 p.m., end of the ceremony. Students in tech-related fields in universities across Yaoundé have been honoring their skills in the development of eco-friendly mobile applications designed to solve particular problems in their respective communities. This was during the first phase of the Cameroon International Tech Summit, which has rounded off in Yaoundé, organized by a technology talent incubator known as Mountain Hub. The young people had the challenge to build functionable applications within 2 days in what was dubbed the hackathon, at the end of which prizes ranging between 1.2 million CFA francs and 75,000 CFA francs were won. Here now is the CEO of Mountain Hub with an appraisal of the week-long forum.
We've just wrapped up with the Yaoundé Innovation Week, and our target was to bring young people together and to train them how to build digital startup or digital businesses within 48 hours. The way that we selected them was you have to be young, have interest in technology and the digital, be in the university level. You need to have passion to want to create solutions for your community. You must have a team of at least 5 people, and those 5 people need to have the ladies, because we want to also encourage young girls to get into technology. And then you need to have different people with different skills in your team. And the way that we evaluate them is, one, what is the problem that they are trying to solve and who they are solving that problem for? Is the solution good? Is it adaptable to the context where we find ourselves? Can you make a business out of this digital technology? And after we give you the prize, we work with you for 1 year to support you more in such a way that you can turn that product into a digital business.
Mobile applications developed at the end of the two-day hackathon featured, among others, Holt Diagnosis applications, job-seeking platforms, and crop surveillance tools, another category involved in the young people putting knowledge acquired into use by pitching their business ideas to organizers to win a prize, while others sensitized their peers through poems. Here are the reactions of some laureates in the following excerpt, selected by Karin Kubong.
I'm Foso Kevin, environmentalist and a planner who won the third prize. Our project was all about a platform where freelancers could propose their services. We offer a local system payment.
I'm Dula Beni, and we are the Team Terra 5. We won the first prize of the hackathon. So we prepared a platform that assessed the skills of young Cameroonians to be able to prepare them for the job market abroad. The aim was to make sure we remove that trust issue by having the best frameworks that could help us assess the designer. $2,000 is about 1.2 million francs. We are going to use this money together with the Mountain Hub with their orientation to develop our project and get it going on the market.
My name is Ngo Precious Fun, a member of Building to Self team. We worked on a project to outsource users to be able to get jobs from abroad. We discovered that on LinkedIn, most of the profiles are fake. On our project, we looked for a way that we could filter those people whose profiles are fake and be able to make them to have strong credentials. If a company for one contact you to do a job, the company is sure that you actually get the job done. We intend to use the money by introducing other AI techniques, because for now, we are the ones that do the reviews.
Songo Chachua Muriela Fortune. My poem was about reconciling the environment or sensitizing people on the usage of the environment through technology and innovation.
Private schools in Cameroon have begun enrolling pupils and students for the upcoming school year. According to school officials, registration procedures entail completing forms, submitting required documents, and participating in interviews. Rita Yosembon visited several private schools in the nation's capital to observe firsthand how the registration process is progressing. Here is our report.
Good morning, madam. You may have a seat.
Come to register my child in your school, so I want to know about the registration formalities.
What class is your...
This is a private primary school in Yaoundé, and this parent is trying to secure a spot for her child in this educational institution.
Okay, upon registration, you need to bring the following documents.
From submitting paperwork to discussing their child's educational background, the parents are fully engaged in ensuring a smooth registration process. According to the school official, parents are informed about tuition fees, registration costs, and any additional expenses.
Pomba Elvis Ba, the head teacher of Sky Luminary and Primary School, Ikitebe, Yaoundé. Concerning our registration, we began first week of June 2024. We open our doors every day from Monday to Friday.
We are in another private school, but this time around, it's a secondary school. Here, the registration procedures, according to the Dean of Studies, emphasize the importance of accurate documentation, including health records and identification.
Dean of Studies of MD Bilingual College. Our soon-to-be students come to MD Bilingual College with their birth certificate, their report card of the past year. They should equally provide to us a medical report. In case there is an illness, they should signal it.
As the enrollment season continues in private schools across Cameroon, families are encouraged to stay informed about deadlines, financial obligations, and requirements to make the registration process a success.
Rita Yosembom reporting. The 2022-2024 graduating class of the National Center for Youth and Sports in Kribi has been urged to invite their peers to change their mentality to local production and consumption to suit the import substitution policy of Cameroon. The call was made by the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, as he presided at the solemn diploma award ceremony of the 2022-2024 class christened Civic Educators at the Service of Import Substitution and Economic Patriotism. Bruno Ndonwe Fonwe reports.
It's a victory dance for the 2022-2024 graduating class of the National Center for Youth and Sports in Kribi as they are handed their end-of-course diplomas, forging ahead into fieldwork with Cameroon's policies on emergence. The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Monuna Futso, presiding over the event in Kribi, christened the class Civic Educators at the Service of Import Substitution and Economic Patriotism. He equally called on them to promote the opportunities governments and partners make available for youths, a message the laureates are leaning towards.
We are going to be educating youth on civic values and also to encourage individuals and youth to be economic patriotic. We should import less and then consume more of home products.
The director of the school, Kelly Victorine, said the institution is operating smoothly and commended the graduating class for the outstanding results. The ceremony culminated with an honor to a retired former director of the school, 79-year-old Maurice Mensah. Bruno Ndonwe Funwe, CRTV, Kribi.
And this news just coming in, the president of the Senate, Masenia Njifenji, has presided over the bureau meeting of the Upper House of Parliament. For the importance of this meeting, listen to Chief Tabe Tando, vice president of the Senate.
The Senate has just ended its session, its June session. And of course, the president wanted to give an impression, to give a summary, synthesis. Wanted to get it from all the members of the Sport Bureau to let him know the synthesis of what has gone, what he has done and what they have done. Secondly, the president, you know, his mission now is to put the Senate in his perspective to the international world and the community at large, what he is doing, what he wants the Senate to be, a model among other models. And so he has summoned a meeting. Firstly, he has created three commissions during these 3 months which have passed. Three commissions to sort of put and correct errors that may have been made by the Secretary General, even by the comportment of senators themselves. The final reports and what we did, the report was submitted, and to see whether those reports and recommendations to the Secretary General, whether they were executed or not. And the Secretary General, of course, was put on the grill to make a summary of what he has done and his and her colleagues.
The Vice President of the Senate, for Tabe Tando, speaking there. Elections at the Chamber of Commerce, Industry, Mines and Crafts have been programmed for this July the 23rd across the country. Prior to this day, the electoral process is underway. The Secretary of the Electoral Commission, Alidu Bello, has chaired a press briefing in Douala, which he assured the media and that everything is set for a smooth and transparent election across the national territory. Rosaline Fosa completes that story from CRTV Littoral.
It's been 5 to 6 months now that the Electoral Commission, in charge of elections at the Chamber of Commerce, Industry, Mines and Crafts, has been working across the country in preparation for the July 23 elections. Prior to the official launch of the electoral process on July 9, the commission took months to publish list of persons who are eligible to vote. Complaints and verifications were also done in relation to the list. Addressing the cream of journalists at the press briefing, the Secretary of the Electoral Commission, Halidu Bello, said they have to provide electoral tools which he says are already set and waiting for July 23. The elections at the Chamber of Commerce present 9 lists representing the different subsections that make up the 4 sections of the Chamber. 160 members will be electing their representative, which excludes staff of the Chamber. After the elections, the Secretary of the Commission says they will have 15 days to compile votes from all 10 regions and present a report to the President of the Republic. He adds that a head of state will have 30 days to appoint a president from the elected members. But before then, July 23 remains a decisive date for all. Roslyn Fosa, CRTV News, Douala.
19 minutes gone after 7 p.m. This is CRTV News. Kenya's police chief, Japhet Koome, has resigned following weeks of violent protests against proposed tax hikes, in which more than 40 people died. Human rights groups have accused police of shooting dozens of protesters, some of them fatally, and abducting or arbitrarily arresting hundreds more. The resignation comes a day after President William Ruto sacked most of his cabinet following pressure from the protest movement, which is largely coordinated online by young Kenyans. 2 weeks ago, protesters stormed Parliament shortly after legislators passed the controversial finance bill. U.S. President Joe Biden is under intense scrutiny amid questions over his age and cognitive abilities as he seeks to beat Donald Trump in November's elections. Top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries has met Biden, telling his caucus in a letter that he shared their full breadth of insight, heartfelt perspectives and conclusions about the path forward with President. More members of his own Democratic Party have called for Biden to stand aside after a stumbling debate performance last month fueled concerns over his ability to serve another term. In sports, close to 200 karatekers will begin competing in the 14th edition of the Africa Zone 4 Karate Championship in Yaoundé that opens tomorrow. The karatekers will challenge themselves in two disciplines of sports at the Mfandena Gymnasium in the event that doubles as a qualifier for the Africa Karate Championship. Harrison Achotiko reports.
The Fandena Gymnasium is gradually taking shape to host over 200 karatekas from 8 countries in the Africa Zone 4 Karate Championship this weekend. The fighters will, on the tatami, challenge each other in Kumite and Kata Karate in their various categories. The delegations from Burundi, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Gabon, the Republic of Congo, Chad, Equatorial Guinea, and the host country Cameroon are having last-minute preparation ahead of the start of the event. Team Cameroon is made up of 33 karatekas who are ready to defend the flag of the nation. The best karatekas in the competition will qualify for the Africa Karate Championship that will take place in Tunisia in the month of September.
Harrison Ashu, to end the news, a reminder of our major stories. The Minister of State Secretary General of the Presidency, Ferdinand Gongo, has recognized the meritorious service of law of state and loyalty to the state demonstrated by some members of staff of the presidency, civilians and the military for over years. Kenya's police chief Japhet Koome has resigned following weeks of violent protest against proposed tax hikes, in which more than 40 people have died. And close to 200 karatekas will tomorrow in Yaoundé begin competing in the 14th edition of the Africa Zone 4 Karate Championship. CRTV News.